Welcome to the first episode of The Spectrum. This was recorded on the 26th of January, 2025. My name is Linda. The motivation for this podcast is the current political situation in America. Donald Trump is sitting in the White House again. While I think he's unfit for the job, enough other people disagreed with me that he got the job. He explicitly ran on principles that I think are diametrically opposed to what America should be. His policies have put targets on the backs of people that I care about. They are scared and hurt and angry. I am as well. In many ways, it feels like America is headed into a dark age. I don't think it is inevitable. And while I'm just one insignificant person, one thing I can do is shine my light on the real-world issues that are affecting people. I want those in communities that have not been affected by these actions to understand why those who are so upset. I also want them to understand that if he and the people around him are successful, then it is only a matter of time until the next group is targeted, since people like him always need an enemy. Next time it may be you or someone you love. We must all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. Benjamin Franklin is reported to have said that at the signing of the American Declaration of Independence in 1776. He wasn't speaking exactly about a situation like we face today, but the words still apply. In my worst fears, many in America are sounding like clear echoes of Nazi Germany. My goal is that this podcast can reach not just those in the affected communities, but those who aren't. If you care about fairness and equality in the world, then it has to apply to everyone, because if everyone is not really free, then no one is truly free. We all need to stand up for each other, even when the issues don't affect us directly. Tyranny cannot stand against a united people. And that brings me to the reason for calling this podcast The Spectrum. We all know that white light is made up of a spectrum of colors. You may have been given the Roy G. Biv mnemonic to remember the order of colors. Light, being made up of a mixture of colors, is my metaphor for society being made up of different things that are all slightly different but combined to make a whole. This isn't a new or unique view, but I think it's as apt a metaphor now as it has ever been, since the very idea of diversity is under attack. We actually have multiple spectrums. There's the now ubiquitous gay rainbow, the spectrum of skin colors, a veritable rainbow of religions, but we can also talk about the spectrum of issues that are affecting all of us, regardless of how many labels you use to describe yourself. I could go on like this for a long time, but I'm pretty sure I've beat this point on the head enough. Every person has a bias and an agenda, so I will be upfront with mine. Conspiracy theories have no place here. You don't need a conspiracy where human stupidity provides a perfectly adequate explanation. The Constitution of the United States should protect all citizens. I support freedom of speech. However, this freedom comes with the responsibility to speak responsibly. I support freedom of religion. However, freedom of religion also means freedom from religion. Freedom of religion should not give anyone a right to discriminate against anyone else. I support the right to bear arms, but I believe that right comes with a responsibility to be safe and responsible. I do not believe it is an unlimited right. Society has the responsibility to place reasonable limits on what is acceptable. I support the right of a person to marry any other person they want, provided that person wants to marry them and is of the age of legal consent. No person should be denied a job, housing, credit, or an education, just to name a few things, because of the color of their skin, the religion they practice, their political affiliation, their sexual orientation, or gender identity. Decisions should be made based on facts. When facts are not available, the best possible hypotheses should be used. I believe in consensus, but consensus can't be used to deny a person or group their rights. I believe government should exist to protect and promote the welfare of the citizens. I believe people should take responsibility for their own actions. I think political parties are the major problem in our political system today. The Constitution was not designed for them, and the parties end up subverting the checks and balances that should exist between the branches of government. This is where I'm coming from. I think these are actually pretty moderate views, although I know people who disagree, especially with the last point. Some might ask me what I'm worried about. After all, the American system of government has worked for more than 200 years, So it'll all work out in time. I think that's an overly optimistic view. First, it hasn't worked for more than 200 years. There was that whole Civil War thing back in the 1860s. That's a pretty big breakdown. Second, keeping a government functional takes a lot of work. And frankly, right now, there appears to be more work being done to subvert it than to improve it. I see a lot of parallels to historical events that ended very badly. But just because it could happen here doesn't mean it has to happen here. That's what motivates me to do this. At least initially, this podcast will be focused on local issues. However, the local situation here is just a microcosm of what is happening all over America. Much of what is happening here is happening elsewhere. I live in Shenandoah County in Virginia. I am a woman married to a woman in a rural county. It's a beautiful place, and the people have been friendly. I have no complaints about interactions with anyone. However, there is a clear indication that at least politically, things could get worse. The local school board is in the process of adopting policies that will isolate transgender students and effectively seek to make them invisible to the school system. Should this be successful, it seems likely that more groups will be attacked through policies like this. In the Frederick County school system just north of me, a principal was fired for trying to protect an LGBT kindness student group. Our first episodes will be focusing on these issues and the concepts that underlie them. Where things go from there largely depends on what happens. In some episodes, I may be presenting my own views and analysis, but we'll also have guests who can fill in their personal stories and experiences. I'm open to speaking to those who disagree with me. As an editor, I promise not to alter the meaning of any guest's words. I will not edit to change or misrepresent your intent. I will only edit out silences and ums to keep the words flowing. If I'm editing down a longer interview for time constraints, I will do my very best to make sure the point you were trying to make is conveyed as you intended. Your words and your meanings will be your own. If you have a story you would like to share, or you work with an organization that you want to shine some light on, contact me at spectrumpodcasthost@gmail.com. I'm not doing this to make any money. There are costs associated with hosting this podcast, and if this podcast does somehow receive any donations, I will donate any funds received beyond what is necessary to actually do the podcast to a nonprofit working to better the lives of people in the affected communities. This includes groups like PFLAG, Equality Virginia, and others. I do not want to make money off the backs of those who need help. If you want to donate to the podcast, that's great, but first consider what groups you have around your local area that could really use that money. As I said, I'll donate anything beyond what is needed to keep the podcast doors open, but then your money is being donated at my discretion. Find your local organizations. They really need all of our help, especially now. I hope you'll join me as we explore the spectrum. In our next episode, we'll be exploring the proposed changes to the school board policy here in Shenandoah County. Until next time, take care and stay safe.